This is VOA News. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. Israel is pressing on with airstrikes on Gaza Saturday, including areas where it told civilians to flee. Associated Press correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Israeli warplanes struck parts of the Gaza Strip overnight in relentless bombardments. They also bombed some of the last remaining slivers of land that Palestinians had been told to evacuate to in the territory's south. Meanwhile, more aid trucks entered the Rafah crossing as dozens of desperate Palestinians ran alongside in anticipation. Some clambered onto the vehicles and managed to grab boxes as the sound of an explosion could be heard nearby. The latest strikes came a day after the United States vetoed a United Nations resolution demanding an immediate humanitarian ceasefire in Gaza. The vote in the 15-member council for a ceasefire was 13-1, with the United Kingdom abstaining. I'm Karen Chamas.
In a message from his office Saturday, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu thanked the U.S. for its veto of the U.N. ceasefire resolution. He said other nations should know or should also understand that it is impossible on one hand to support the elimination of Hamas and on the other hand to call for an end to the war that will prevent the elimination of Hamas. Aid groups say Gaza faces an apocalyptic humanitarian situation and is on the verge of being overwhelmed by disease and starvation. At least 17,492 people, mostly women and children, have died in 2 months of fighting in the narrow territory. In separate statements, the Philippines and the United States Saturday condemned a high seas assault by the Chinese Coast Guard together with suspected militia ships that repeatedly blasted water cannons to block three Philippine fishing vessels from a disputed shoal in the South China Sea. This is VOA News. Time is running out for a measure pushed by the White House to provide more aid to Ukraine, with negotiations getting bogged down on thorny domestic immigration issues. Associated Press correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
A deal to provide more U.S. assistance to Ukraine appears increasingly out of reach. Republican lawmakers are pushing for stricter changes for America's immigration and border policies. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby said this week a delay could have catastrophic consequences for the Ukrainian president's ability to reclaim his country from Russian invaders.
What we want to do since the beginning of this conflict is make sure he has the tools to do that. And those tools are about to run out.
A new GOP aid proposal for Ukraine would call on the U.S. to end humanitarian parole for many migrants, use ankle bracelets on those awaiting hearings, and set new guidelines to essentially close the border. I'm Jackie Quinn.
European Union negotiators have reached a deal on the world's first comprehensive artificial intelligence rules. Associated Press correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
The agreement paves the way for legal oversight of emerging technology used in popular services like ChatGPT, which it once promised to transform everyday life, but have also prompted warnings it could pose dangers to humanity. Italian lawmaker Brando Benefe co-led the negotiating efforts.
We had one objective: to deliver a legislation that would ensure that the ecosystem of AI in Europe would develop with a human-centric approach respecting fundamental rights and the European values.
Controversial points included police use of facial recognition surveillance. The law still needs final approval and won't take effect until 2025 at the earliest. I'm Ben Thomas.
The family of imprisoned Iranian Nobel Peace Prize laureate Narges Mohammadi said Saturday she will begin a new hunger strike in solidarity with a religious minority in Iran as they accepted the award on her behalf at a ceremony in Norway. The 51-year-old Mohammadi was awarded the prize in October in recognition of two decades of work defending human rights in Iran in defiance of constant persecution by the Islamic Republic. She remains in prison. Speaking to reporters in Oslo, her family thanked the international media for conveying the voice of human rights defenders such as Mohammadi to the world. Her brother, Hamadrezi Mohammadi, told reporters her sister continues her work from prison.
My sister is a courageous Iranian woman who has worked so hard for every Iranian person in my country.
Narges Mohammadi is the 19th woman to win the Nobel Peace Prize and the second Iranian woman. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.